In the United States, furious, Donald Trump has aired his grievances about his impeachment and his political opponents a day after being acquitted of all charges in his historic trial. But the president and his allies have saved special scorn for the high-profile Senator Mitt Romney, the one Republican to vote to convict the Commander-in-Chief. North America correspondent James Glenday reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
As Donald Trump walked onto the stage at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, he waved to the crowd and suddenly brandished newspapers, which had the word acquitted on the front. Although the event is meant to be a celebration of religion, the Commander-in-Chief couldn't help but complain about how he's been treated.
As everybody knows, my family, our great country, and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal.
With the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, who led the impeachment push, sitting just a few metres away, he claimed the history books would only remember how he'd been exonerated and took a veiled swipe at his political opponent, effectively accusing Ms. Pelosi of hypocritically cloaking herself in her faith.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so. So many people have been hurt.
In response, the Speaker swiftly hit back.
He's impeached forever. You're never getting rid of that scar.
She also insisted that everyone should genuinely pray that the president start acting in the best interests of the nation.
I pray hard for him because he's so off the track of our Constitution, our values, our country, the air our children breathe, the water they drink, and the rest. He really needs our prayers.
But over the past 24 hours, most of Mr. Trump's supporters have trained their fire not at Ms. Pelosi, but Mitt Romney. They say his decision to vote to convict the Commander-in-Chief is inexcusable, and some want to boot him out of the Republican Party. Publicly, Mr. Trump pretended not to care about the defection.
But we had one failed presidential candidate. That's the only half a vote we lost.
But reports suggest that privately he's been seething. He called supporters to the White House this morning for a special off-the-cuff televised address to thank them for sticking with him.
And this is really not a news conference. It's not a speech. It's not anything. It's just we're sort of, it's a celebration because we have something that just worked out. I mean, it worked out. We went through hell unfairly, did nothing wrong, did nothing wrong. I've done things wrong in my life, I will admit. Not purposely, but I've done things wrong. But this is what the end result is.
That round of applause came as he again brandished newspapers with favourable headlines. Senior administration officials say today is just the start of what's likely to be a series of events celebrating the president's acquittal and turning the administration's focus to the election campaign ahead. In Washington, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.